the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you another beautiful song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. And we'll get to that in a moment, but first I want to remind you that we do have our 2023 Gospel Hour calendar available to you, either in a wall calendar or a pocket calendar, like a checkbook size calendar. Now, of course, the wall calendar has a beautiful scene of America on the top half, and on the bottom are all of the days of the months and blocks where you can write down the information. There's a scripture of the month as well as a scripture of each week for you. A beautiful calendar. Order yours today. Well, right now we're going to hear a song from our featured album of quartet music, Victory in Jesus. Enjoy the music and then Dr. Green.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our dear Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to study today. In the name of Jesus, I pray and beseech thee, O God, honor thy word, the precious name of Jesus, the shed blood, and save some precious soul today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Before I read the verse today that I'm going to spend most of the time on, I want to ask a question. Is there anyone listening to the Gospel Hour today who has said, I just can't get saved? I just cannot get saved. Now, that's a term that people use, get saved. I just can't get saved. Have you ever said that? Now, I want to show you something today and that'll put you to shame. You're living in the 20th century. You have the 66 books of the Bible. You are 2,000 years this side of Calvary. And you tell me that you just can't get saved. You tell me that you believe that Jesus died on the cross. You believe that they buried him and he rose again, but you just can't have the faith to get saved. All right. Now, for the past 3 days, we've studied verses 17 through 21 of Acts 4. Today I'm reading verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was showed. Now, the day that we studied that man in Acts 3, I spent an entire broadcast on the first 11 verses, and I pointed out many interesting things. But today I'm going to refer back to some of these verses to show you that you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you say that I can't get saved, I can't become a Christian. Now listen, beloved. Here's a man that is past 40. Now, it doesn't make any difference. He might have been 41. He might have been 49. Doesn't make any difference. He was above 40 years old. And I read back in chapter 3 that a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Beloved, he was born this way. Now, you say, Brother Green, you preachers preach that we are sinners because Adam sinned. Why should I suffer for Adam's sin? All right, now let's go back to this man. Here's a man, 40 years old. He's never walked a step. He's never stood on his legs. He's never stood up. He has been carried. A certain man was carried. The Bible says, was carried. I mean, they picked him up like you'd pick up a box or a bucket, and they carried him. He couldn't walk. They didn't have any wheelchairs back then. They had some kind of crude stretchers, and they carried him. Now listen, suppose this man had said, when Peter said to him, would you like to get well? Do you want to be made whole? Or rather, when he said to him, in the name of Jesus, that was Jesus talking to the man at the pool that said, would you like to get well? But suppose when this man put out his hand, and Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Suppose this man had said, I'll not do it. I'll not do it. I didn't ask to be born. I didn't ask to be paralyzed. I was paralyzed from birth. I've never stood on my feet. I've never walked a step. My mother gave me this paralyzed, warped, twisted body, and I'm bitter. I'm bitter. While other people walk, here I sit for 40 years. No, sir, I won't believe in the name of Jesus. No, sirree. Now, suppose he had done that. He had a right to, more so than you do. You say, why should I suffer for Adam's sin? You're not suffering for Adam's sin. You're suffering for your own sin. And if you die and burn in hell, you won't burn in the lake of fire because of Adam's sin. You'll burn in the lake of fire for your own sin. Paul said, every one of us, Romans 14, 11, and 12, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to God, every tongue shall confess to God that Jesus is the Christ. To the glory of God. So then every one of us must give an account to God of himself. Now you won't give an account to God for me, and I won't give an account to God for you, and you won't give an account to God for Adam, and Adam won't give an account to God for you. It's for your own sin. And if you burn in the lake of fire, it'll be your sin, not Adam's sin. It's true that we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But you can't blame Adam. Now listen, wouldn't it be a sad thing if a handicapped child, and I know several, in fact, I have two in my family, my own boys, my own two sons. My first little baby died because the valves in his little heart didn't develop. He died 48 hours. God gave me three children, us. God gave us, my wife and I, three precious boys. The first little boy died when he was 48 hours old because his heart didn't develop. The last two precious boys I have, I wouldn't trade them. I wouldn't trade my boys for no boy that ever walked in shoe leather. God bless you. I love them. I love them too much. I love them too much. God forgive me. But my boys were born handicapped. Now listen to me. Suppose my boy, one of them's practicing law, The other is a straight-A student in nuclear physics. And my boy is already practicing law, the youngest member of the bar in our state. Now, suppose my boy should come to me and say, "Dad, I hate you. Mother, I hate you. I hate you." Now, I'm just showing you. Here's a man, 40 years old, paralyzed at birth. He was born paralyzed. He had never walked a step. He'd never stood on his feet. But he didn't hate his mother. Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man stood up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaped, and he stood, and he run, and he walked, and he praised God, and he went to church, and they couldn't get him to sit down. Glory to God. Amen. Now let me tell you something. When you say, "Mr. Green, I can't get saved," you can get saved. Oliver Green can be saved. His two sons can be saved. His wife can be saved. His mother can be saved. And other folks can be saved. But I can't be saved. I don't have the faith. I can't get the faith. I just can't be saved. Now, you are insulting God Almighty. You're God's creature. God made you. I mean by that, the devil didn't create man. The devil didn't make you. You are the product of God's miracle working power. Man is a miracle. You talk about computers, and you talk about satellites, and you talk about electronic brains. There's never been a mechanism built on the face of this earth that will compare to the brain of a human being, the nervous system, the body. Mister, your body is the greatest mechanism, God bless you, that's ever been put together, and God Almighty put you together. Amen. Now listen, here's a man that had been paralyzed 40 years, never stood on his feet. He'd never walked a step. He was a beggar. He could have been bitter. He could have been very bitter. He could have said, "If my mother had given me two good legs and two good arms and a good strong body, I could have money in the bank." But he didn't say that. He didn't say that. When Peter and John walked up, he just put out his hand or his hat or his cup or his cap, and he wanted a little piece of silver, a little piece of gold. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have." Now, Peter said, "I don't have any money. I don't have any silver, and I don't have any gold, but I tell you what I do have. I have Jesus, and such as I have, I'll give you in the name of Jesus." You know, we've talked about that name 3 days. 3 days. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. "Joseph, take Mary home. She'll bring forth her firstborn son. You call him Jesus. He'll save. He'll save from sin." Yes. And so he was named Jesus. And it's in that name, Jesus' name, that we're saved. And so Peter said, "In the name," Peter and John said, "in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him with the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately, not in 5 minutes. Oh, no, brother. When God Almighty heals you, he does it instantaneously, immediately. Now, I'm talking about a miracle of healing. I'm talking about when God touches you and heals you, he does it instantaneously. All healing is of the Lord. When the doctor operates, God heals the skin. The doctor can cut it open, but the doctor sure can heal it. No, sir. He can cut you open and he can sew you up. But if God Almighty doesn't cause those tissues, that skin to knit, mister, and grow back together, it'll never grow back together. All healing is of God. But there are cases where God heals instantaneously. And when God heals a person, it doesn't take him all night or a half hour or 5 minutes. It's instantaneously. Peter put out his hand and stood up, and immediately, he had never stood on his ankle bones. He'd never stood on his feet. He had never stood on his legs. But he stood and he leaped and he ran. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was the man that sat at the beautiful gate begging. All right, now how did it happen? How did it happen? It happened by faith. What is faith? Faith is substance hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Now this man, no doubt, many times had desired to stand up and walk. And he didn't say, "I can't stand up." From the human aspect, he had a right to. He'd been sitting down 40 years or lying down. He hadn't stood up. But when Peter said, "Rise up," he didn't say, "I can't rise. I'm saying to you today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And you say, "I can't be saved." That's an insult to God. I sat in a church office not so many weeks ago. I've had to cancel all of my meetings. But before I had to cancel my meetings, I sat in this office. In fact, it was the last church meeting that I conducted. I sat in the office and I talked to a precious man. He was not of our nationality. I talked to him and I read to him the scriptures and I kept on reading the scriptures, verse after verse. And I saw the hammer of the word. Jeremiah tells us, "Is not my word like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, and like a fire, and like a hammer?" Now I sat there with my Bible, and I read the word of God to this dear man, a man of another nationality, another religion, that does not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And I read over and over, and I kept on reading the precious word of God, and I saw the hammer working, and I saw the hammer cracking a hard heart. And in a moment, the eyes began to flood with tears, and the body began to tremble. And this man wept and shook and cried, and he cried out to God, "Oh God, save me." What did it, Oliver Green? No, what did it? Faith. How did he get the faith? The word. See, Peter said, "In the name of Jesus." Peter didn't say, "In my name." Peter didn't say, "In the name of my religion." He didn't say, "In the name of the religion of my fathers." He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man heard the word, and the word was the word of God, because Peter was speaking under inspiration. And the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the word that Peter spoke crushed his heart, broke his heart, opened his heart. And the man believed. He believed what Peter said. And he stood up and he walked and he did it by faith. Now let me say this to you. I don't care who you are. White man, black man, red man, yellow man, American, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, German, Frenchman, Mexican. It doesn't make any difference. Indian, Jew, Gentile, Greek. It doesn't make any difference who you are. "Whosoever will," Jesus said, "let him drink of the water of life freely. They that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you will not come to me that you might have life. How often would I have gathered you unto myself as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is already passed from death unto life. He that believeth on me is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned, already condemned, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now the man was above 40, on whom the miracle was showed. Yes, he could have been bitter. He could have said, "Other men walk, I've never walked. Other men stand on their legs, I've never stood on my legs. Other little babies were born with a beautiful little strong body. I was born paralyzed. Other people walk around. I'm carried around. Other people make a living. They have money in the bank. They have nice clothes to wear. I'm a beggar. Oh, no. No, it's not for me. Peter. No, Peter. If you don't have any silver and gold, just leave me alone. Just get on out of the way." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, "That's what you're saying. I beg you every day, and other preachers beg you on the radio, and you've been begged, and you've had tracts, and people have sent you literature, and you've been invited, and you say, 'No, that's not for me.' You're insulting God. You're calling God a liar. Because God said, 'I love the whole world, and I gave my son Jesus.' God said, 'All that come to me by Christ I save. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.' So don't insult God. Just admit the whole thing. You just don't want to be saved. That's all. You love sin. You love unrighteousness. You love ungodliness. You love pleasure. You don't want to be saved. Don't say God won't save me. Just say I don't want to be saved. And you're trying to blame God for it. You're trying to put the responsibility on God. But God's not responsible. God created man in his own image. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And God made him live in soul. And God planned a garden. And God put man in that garden. And God gave him a right to choose. And I'm glad he did. I'm glad I'm not God's puppet. I'm not God's little piece of machinery. I'm God's son by birth. I trusted Jesus because I wanted to become a Christian, and I heard the word, and I believed the word, and I put my faith in Jesus, and Jesus saved my soul. And he'll do the same for you if you'll just let him. All right, now let's face it. Here's a man, past 40, never walked, sitting at the gate begging. Peter and John woke up, and he looks at them, and he expects them to give him something. He saw in their face kindness. Their eyes were warm. And he said, I'm sure he must have said in his heart, these fellows should give me a nice piece of change. I should get a nice offering from these men. So he put out his hand, expecting to receive something. But Peter said, I don't have any silver, I don't have any gold, but I have Jesus. And I'll give you Jesus. Come on, stand up. And praise God he did. Now let me say this to you in Radioland. If you'll admit today that you're lost, and if you'll confess from your heart with sincerity that you want to become a Christian, you can be saved in the next 60 seconds. You can become a child of God. You can be transformed from a spiritual beggar to a spiritual millionaire. You can be transformed from a spiritual cripple to a spiritual son, made perfect, in Jesus Christ, saved and indwelt by the Holy Ghost. How does it happen, preacher? Listen, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now I tell you what you do. I've told you today that God loves you and Jesus died for you, and it's not God's will that any man perish. They that come to God, he said, I will not cast out. Come and drink of the water of life freely. Now I tell you what I want you to do. Bow your head, shut your eyes, and in your own words, just talk to God and say, God, I know you're there, and I know you loved me, and I know you gave Jesus to die on the cross, and I believe he died on the cross, and they buried him, and he rose again. And then just talk to God and say, dear God, if that poor man that had been paralyzed 40 years, if he could believe you, I will. And just look up to heaven and say, dear God, save me for Jesus' sake. And then say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And God will save you and you'll know it. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, save every soul that's under conviction right now to the glory of God for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to let you know that we are now in the third and final week of our Gift Offer C. Gift Offer C contains a Bible, a book by my dad, and an album of Christmas music. Wonderful, wonderful offer, and we have had a really, really good response to this offer so far, but it has to end. And this week is the last week I will talk about our Gift Offer C. Now, you may order it next week or the week after or so on, but you must write down the information today so that you don't forget. Of course, I hope you'll go ahead and order today by calling us or shooting me an email or going to the website. Either way, you can order Gift Offer C. Now, Gift Offer C is available to you if you ask for it by name, Offer C, and send a donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $35 or more. Please send more if you can. Every gift you give is needed to keep the Gospel Hour on the air. But if you can send a donation of at least $35 and ask for offer C, I'm going to send you the Thin Line Large Print King James Version Bible. Now, this is a new addition to our Bible line for us, but we're very excited about it, especially for all of us like me who need a very slightly larger print. This is the King James Version of the Bible. It does not have the Scofield reference notes. There was no room to put all of that in there, but it is thinner than most large print Bibles, and it has gilded edge pages. It's a red letter edition, and it's a leather soft binding, a very beautiful, very soft binding. It has a presentation page, full color maps, and many, many other helps. The Thin Line Large Print King James Version Bible. Then we have a book by my father, Our Savior, 182 pages long. It's the work of our Savior, past, present, and future. There are those three chapters, and Dr. Green goes into detail about Christ and his work. Finally, a traditional American Christmas, 11 songs about Christmas, all instrumental music, a beautiful album I know you'll enjoy. So to get all of this, just ask for offer C and send your gift of at least $35. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.